Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Since their first Super Bowl victory in 2002, the New England Patriots have taken the field together, foregoing individual introductions to emphasize the idea that the team comes first. That team ethos will be put to the test when the Patriots make their customary visit to the White House to be congratulated for their fifth Super Bowl victory by President Trump. But six players, five black and one white, say they won't go. Some are citing Trump's controversial policies and rhetoric about race as the reason why. For more on this, we're joined right now by WBUR's Shira Springer. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So help us understand this, and how much of this is a political statement?
I think a fair amount of it for all the players who are boycotting the White House is political. They want to show that they are not in favor of and don't agree with Trump's policies. In fact, Devin McCourty, one of the team leaders who is not planning to attend the White House celebration, said that the reason he's not going is that he doesn't feel accepted in the White House, and that the president, with so many strong opinions and prejudices, makes him feel uncomfortable. So clearly a political motivation there. And Martellus Bennett, another player who doesn't plan on attending the celebration, has also said that politics are at the heart of his motivation for boycotting.
And of course, all of this comes as New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is friends with Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, this makes it especially fraught in some ways, in the sense that you have an owner, a star quarterback, and a coach who are friendly, if not full-hearted supporters of Trump. They have been aligned with Trump throughout the campaign. So it's hard to believe that there isn't a bit of tension in that locker room right now. Though that being said, winning, I think, throughout the season solved a lot of problems. But now that the season is over and I think players feel a bit freer to speak their own minds, you're seeing some of those divisions.
This isn't the first time that athletes, Boston athletes, have foregone a visit to the White House. Put it into context for us.
Yeah, well, first of all, you have Tom Brady, who didn't go the last time the Patriots won, and that was in 2015. Barack Obama was president. He said that it was because there were some family obligations that he had, but a lot of people thought that the real reason he didn't go was because he didn't like the way then White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest joked about Brady's handling of Deflategate. Also, famously, Larry Bird and some other Celtics skipped their visit to the White House in 1984 when President Reagan was there. But one of the best-known boycotts by a Boston athlete was the one by Bruins goalie Tim Thomas. He didn't go in 2012. He was a noted Tea Party supporter, and he wanted to make a big political statement. He explained on his Facebook page that he wasn't going because he believed the federal government had grown out of control and was threatening the rights, liberties, and property of the people. It was a very divisive action by Thomas. It was widely seen as a selfish move, and that he was putting himself before the team. You know, it sort of left a bitter taste in fans' mouths. It also marked the beginning of the end of his career with the Bruins.
Okay, Shira, back to the current New England Patriots. Do we know when the White House visit for this team is going to happen?
Usually visits for NFL champions happen in May or June, so that's when the Patriots will likely visit. Interesting, because a number of the players who are planning on visiting will be free agents and technically not with the team at that point. But I'm more curious to see what Trump tweets after the visit. Is he going to be hypersensitive and call out some of the big name players who don't come? Or is he simply going to tweet that it was the best, most well-attended championship celebration the White House has ever had?
It was huge.
It was huge. Absolutely. Everybody showed up bigly.
WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me on.